Lesage Crescent is found in the Scott neighborhood, and it was named for Jean Lesage, who is probably best known as the former premier of Quebec, but he was also a federal cabinet minister, a liberal cabinet minister, actually, back following World War II, before he became the premier of Quebec. It's unusual for the town to recognize the premier of another province, but Lesage, more so than anybody else, is responsible for the Quebec that we know today, a Quebec that is fiercely proud of its French, fiercely independent, nationalistic, and Lesage was largely responsible for that. In English Canada, we call it the Quiet Revolution, but there were a number of things that Lesage did while he was premier that gave Quebec the economic standing that it has today. So, for example, you know, he created Hydro-Quebec. He created the Quebec Pension Plan, which is separate from the Canada Pension Plan. He created an organization that invests in Quebec businesses and in Quebec infrastructure and in Quebec natural resources. So he was fundamentally at the forefront of the province that we know today. And he did achieve all this in a very, very short period of time. He began his life as a lawyer, got interested in politics, served at a federal level, first of all, and then came back to Quebec. And that isn't uncommon. There are other premiers, Bourassa, for example, who started out as a federal conservative leader and politician, and then became the premier of Quebec. Jean Charest, also a former Tory cabinet minister, ended up as premier of Quebec. There are other federal cabinet ministers, federal members of parliament who do go back to their provinces and serve in leadership roles. Lesage was probably at the forefront of this too. He was a leader in many, many ways.